From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, snakes in my case.
London. What's happening at the mattress specialist these hot summer days?
Well, not only is it hot out there, Gary, but the prices are hot in here. As you can see, Gary, I got mattresses everywhere. They're almost is getting used to that now. People come in, they go, wow, you're not kidding. I'm not kidding. I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals.
Specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
She grew up here, learned here. Built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers. Her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane. And this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane. A legacy redesigned.
Is it a smart idea to learn from other people's mistakes? Why not add to your life lessons on lifestyle from super agers, individuals who made it to 90 years plus without chronic diseases? Call them people who have been there, done that successfully. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. We all want to live with our mental and physical faculties intact as we age. Longevity research just released in a book, Super Agers, by cardiologist Dr. Eric Topol, can give each of us hope and a new way of thinking. The onset of diseases such as dementia, Alzheimer's, and memory loss is discussed and highlighted in the book in connection with keeping active. For physical activity, enjoy dancing, swimming, pickleball, and walking. Keeping sharp mentally is gained by learning a new skill or a language, playing an instrument, reading and solving crossword puzzles. Keep listening for more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, reminding you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, July 13th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
CAL FIRE releases report of 4th of July task force efforts. California Mid-State Fair opening Wednesday this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 67 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 1975. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local News is brought to you by Blazing Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo has released the results of its 4th of July operational and enforcement efforts for the holiday. All fireworks enforcement actions reported by CAL FIRE were conducted by CAL FIRE law enforcement offices assigned to the CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo Unit Prevention Bureau. The efforts were conducted in coordination with the San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Office and local public safety partners to help keep communities safe over the holiday weekend. CAL FIRE law enforcement officers responded to 26 fireworks-related incidents and issued 5 criminal citations with 230 public contacts. No significant fires were reported. Overall, CAL FIRE said they observed fewer fireworks related to emergencies than in prior years. Phase 2 of the Preston Road construction project will begin today from Niblick Road to just past Orchard Drive. Improvements include roadway rehabilitation and paving, utility upgrades, new sidewalks and ADA improvements, and a roundabout at Rolling Hills Road. To expedite the roundabout, Public Works says Rolling Hills will be closed to through traffic from Creston Road to Golden Hill. Creston Road is expected to remain open to traffic in both directions throughout the project, with lane adjustments and traffic controls as necessary. The full scope of the project will go through fall 2028. Phase 2 of the Creston Road Corridor Improvement Project cost approximately $17.8 million. California Mid-State Fair starting July 15th. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazing Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazing Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today 805-635-7200 or visit blazingbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. The California Mid-State Fair starts this week on July 15th and will run through July 26th. At 8:30 a.m. on Wednesday will be the 4-H, FFA, and Open Youth Horse Show, followed by the Dairy Goat Showmanship and Poultry Show. Opening ceremonies for the fair start at 3:45 p.m., and the fair and its exhibits will officially open its gates at 4 p.m. Opening day features free rides all day and night. The Miss California Mid-State Fair Scholarship Pageant starts at 6 p.m. on the Frontier Stage. In the Chumash Grandstand Arena on Wednesday will be Old Dominion and Dasha and Annie Bosco. The County Sheriff's Office is once again warning residents of San Luis Obispo County of a phone scam. In these claims, scammers falsely claim to be from a law enforcement agency and tell victims they have an outstanding arrest warrant. The scammers then demand payment via Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Apple Cash, or other money transfer services to clear the warrant. Scammers may also spoof their phone number so it displays as a law enforcement agency or government office. The sheriff's office reminds residents they will never call or demand a payment over the phone to resolve a warrant or a criminal matter. If you receive one of these calls, hang up immediately. Do not send money or provide personal or financial information and report it to your local law enforcement agency. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tomorrow at 6 p.m. On tomorrow's consent agenda is a confirmation for appointing the city's next fire chief, announced last week to be David Van Sun. On council's public hearings is a resolution to remove one hazardous oak tree at 5905 East Mall at the Atascadero Senior Center. The second public hearing is an annual military equipment report. Per California law, the city is required to review and approve any military equipment by law enforcement agencies. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. North County Dance Foundation will be holding its auditions for the 30th anniversary production of The Nutcracker. Since its debut in 1996, The Nutcracker has become one of Paso Robles' most cherished holiday traditions. Auditions are open to dancers ages 6 and older, welcoming both children and adults. Auditions will be held Saturday, August 22nd at Class Act Dance Studio in Paso Robles. An information meeting will be held August 19th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the studio. Families interested in an audition are encouraged to complete the required online audition registration form found at ncdpaf.org. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Blue Jays 5-4, the Diamondbacks over the Dodgers 5-3, the Giants beat the Rockies 3-1, the White Sox over the Athletics 9-1, the Twins beat the Angels 4-2, the Yankees over the Nationals 5-3. Tonight, no games will be played. Tomorrow is the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. In California news, a wildfire sparked Friday afternoon in northern Los Angeles County near Pinyon Hills. The area is about 7,200 people in its population. The fires reached over 2,700 acres as of this morning, with about 30% containment. The American Red Cross has opened up a shelter at YMCA in Los Angeles County. Another fire erupted Saturday afternoon off Highway 49, about 2 miles northeast of Loyalton in Northern California. The fire has grown to over 6,000 acres and is only at 5% containment as of yesterday. Evacuation orders and warnings have been issued for some areas close to the blaze. Meta, the parent company for Instagram and Facebook, has appealed the verdict of a landmark court case in Los Angeles. The jury found that social media platforms were a substantial factor in causing harm to children and that the design of the apps deliberately caused harm to its user base. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:17.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. John Deere has agreed to a right to repair settlement with the Federal Trade Commission and five states, forcing a company to open its repair ecosystem to independent shops nationwide. An FTC order puts a permanent injunction in place. The lawsuit launched in early 2025 accused Deere of anti-competitive conduct by limiting access to repair tools and software. Deere must now provide farmers and independent shops fair and reasonable access to the same repair resources its dealers use. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score is looking forward to a Women in Ethanol luncheon coming up tomorrow in Washington, D.C.
I've been in this industry 10 years, and I will tell you, I have never been invited to an event like this. It's just celebrating the role of women in this wonderful industry. We have women flying in from 16 different states. We have Dr. Julie Callahan joining us. She is our chief agricultural trade negotiator for the U.S. Trade Representatives office. We have Senator Deb Fischer from Nebraska and Tammy Duckworth from Illinois. So two phenomenal female senators. And we're just going to have a lovely conversation and a little bit of fellowship.
She shares some statistics.
Over 30% of the workforce in corn ethanol is female,
which she says is dispelling the traditional image of agriculture.
And I think a lot of people still in agriculture and outside of agriculture, they think of, you know, the guy in the pickup truck.
Growth Energy's Emily Score.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
At AgWest, we know ag financing like you know office hours are all the hours. For over a century, we've supported the people who are the heart of ag and believe you deserve a financial partner who works as hard as you do. You can find us anytime, day or night, at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer. Equal housing lender.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. As the New World screwworm expands into the U.S. from Mexico, California's pest exclusion leaders already have developed a response plan that includes trapping and education. The flesh-eating parasite, which was confirmed in one dog in New Mexico and more than two dozen cattle, sheep, and goats in Texas in June, has yet to be found in California. But Alec Jerry, a University of California Riverside veterinary entomology professor, said producers should prepare now for the pest's potential arrival by becoming familiar with identification and prevention. We haven't had these screwworms in the U.S. for so long that we've forgotten what we need to watch for, he said. Animal producers at this point should be learning about screwworm and how to identify it and how to protect their animals from it. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-90s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday, sunny skies Sunday and Monday. 103 on Wednesday, upper 90s on Thursday, upper 80s Friday, low 90s Saturday and Sunday, 92 a week from today. A heat advisory continues to be in effect until 10 p.m. on Tuesday. Then, starting on Tuesday morning, an extreme heat watch will be in effect. Temperatures over 100 are expected on Wednesday for parts of San Luis Obispo County. Remember to drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Currently, it is 68 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open mixed. The Dow turned higher, though investors are looking at higher crude oil prices and are bracing for an inflation update and earnings from big banks coming out tomorrow. SK Hynix, the South Korean memory chip maker that jumped in its U.S. debut on Friday, slumped in trading in Seoul. On the NASDAQ at the open, it was down 7%. Intel says it will invest about $5.7 billion to expand manufacturing in Ireland as it steps up production to meet demand for artificial intelligence and other high-performance chips. And Meta Platforms revealed today its data center project in Northeast Louisiana will be even larger than originally planned. It'll cost more than $50 billion. Shares are down 1%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
At Michael's Optical, our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in July and August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Monday edition on The Right Choice.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. The Morning Exchange.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, we'll have Riley and the boys back in for their second visit for this summer before they go back to school in August. They'll be on a couple more times then. Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour, here on The Right Choice. Let's see here on the text. On my favorite Martian, the kids went into Uncle Charlie's shop. You can see the fishing line hanging his wrenches to make them appear as if they were floating in air. Okay, well, that's the technology. That's the technology. I can't forget what the technology was used, and you people that know horses for Mr. Ed, was it peanut butter or something? They would make him do that, you know, like he was talking. I read it years ago. I can't remember. Let's see here. Politicians will never say who the rich are. They want to flood California with poor people, so the middle-class guy making medium income is now the only rich guy, and yet it increases the number of people who can pay more in taxes. Well, no, because the medium, we bear the burden, and the rich can overcome it. I'm not saying that that's reason to go after them, but they can. They can. So anyway, maybe some thoughts on that or anything else. That's why we do this. Also, this is, I did get a message last week. You may remember there was a story about Kaiser nurses. They're saying the technology is making their jobs and patient care worse. And they were concerned. I'll use the word concerned instead of complaining, because their work was being monitored. They've been facing criticism from their management or get called into performance evaluation meetings, et cetera, et cetera. Monthly performance scores they receive, so forth and so on. So what these nurses are saying, that Kaiser uses software that tries to predict on a daily basis whether they're being unproductive or failing to answer calls quickly. Artificial intelligence has been used to rate their tone of voice. Well, what I found out, somebody sent me the information about this, and again, I'm just throwing out there for you to consider this. It just so happens that these same nurses are union nurses. Just throwing that out there for food for thought. Maybe you have some thoughts on that. By the way, here's some information. You know this big deal that's been going on back there with this planter guy, the main Democratic candidate who's dropping out, I guess, officially today, although he did mention something the other day. Now, according to some news reports, that Apple News and Google News published zero stories between November of last year and May of this year about the various controversies about this this character. Okay? And it was a blackout in the coverage, some are saying deliberately. So as you have these companies becoming more powerful in the news, how much validity will we have in the news? Particularly as AI continues to take over. Will it be soon? We'll never know the truth about anything, only what is rewritten to the people who are putting the information in to let us know. Is this our future? Now, just like with the politicians, Americans have been disenchanted with the media for many years. And it doesn't seem to get any better. As a matter of fact, some would say that both the media and the politicians have been pushing back more. That they say that they care about transparency and so forth, but in reality, they don't. We've seen an attempt here in California to make it more difficult to get information. They want to charge you more for it, and they also want to have somebody make a decision of whether you're asking for this information with malicious intent. This is, again, to discourage the public from knowing more. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I noticed when I go to the doctor, you know, I have an appointment, and then after I'm done with my appointment, I get a message on my phone asking me to rate my appointment, you know, on the doctor. You know, so I could either say good things or bad things about how my appointment went.
Well, is this request coming from the doctor's office itself or another source?
I don't really know what the source is. It's just a message comes in, and I assumed it's from the doctor's office.
Well, do you reply?
Yeah, just say it was good. I like my doctor.
Okay, so let me just for the sake of it, do you find it irritating that this is done?
I don't know. That's hard to say. Normally I don't like big government, and that's, you know, my position.
Well, this is not government. This is your personal doctor.
Yeah, but I mean, when I say government, it's somebody asking me an opinion about something that I consider pretty private. And, it's something new. I've never had that happen before. So,
what do you think would happen if you said you had a lousy visit?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
I think I would get my doctor in trouble or something.
Well, again, that would depend on where it's coming from.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know.
Is it coming from a medical board or, you know, whatever? That I don't know if doctors, you know, how they get scrutinized, I'm assuming, by, you know, something within the state. But if enough people said it was lousy, you're saying there could be, well, maybe we're going to get them in trouble.
Yeah, they might. Yeah, they might lose their job.
Well, their license or a suspension or a warning.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, who knows what? I just thought I'd let you guys know that that's been good. And that was something relatively new, you know. I don't really, of course, I don't know. I'm thinking that I don't always haven't always received messages on my phone, so maybe it was there before, but I just didn't see them. I don't know.
All right, but you said you did reply that it was okay. Now,
I like my doctor, so if I
well,
I figure if I say it's good, that it's helping my doctor.
When you go to a doctor, do you have to wait long?
Maybe not, I don't know what what we consider long, and maybe 15 minutes. You know, and I always make sure I'm come in a little bit early on an appointment.
Okay.
And one of the things that is annoying, they have this computer thing that or a tablet that they hand you that you got to fill all this information in, and that takes about 10 minutes of that 15 minutes.
Well, if you get there early, you can cut that down, and hopefully you're
yeah, exactly.
You know, cut down on the time, but I have always asked for, like, when I can't remember the last time I did this. It was a couple of years ago when I had to have the knee replacement. So, you know, it's the first time I'm seeing this person. And I asked them to send me the forms I need to fill out in advance. I had them email them to me so I could send it back to them and not have to do all that stuff in the office. I'm just ready to go. I don't know, you know, the thing about time, I guess everybody's a little bit different. I'm not going to say I'm famous for it, but enough doctors know that if you leave me waiting in the waiting room for more than 15, 20 minutes, I'm gone. I'm not sitting there that long.
Yeah, I don't know. I have some medical conditions, so.
Well, but everybody makes their own decisions, and in a couple of cases, I've changed doctors. Because I've told them, I said, look, I understand something may come up, but this happens too often, and my time is valuable as well, and I'm not going to sit there like a sheep for 20 minutes and then have to go into the room and wait another 20 minutes. I find that extremely rude.
Yeah, I've had that happen too. Go sit in the room, and I take some of my magazines that I use, and I just sit there and read my magazines.
Well, again, everybody wants to handle it.
It's critical that I see the doctor because I have prescriptions. Like I said, I have.
I understand that.
If I didn't like the doctor, I would complain, but no, the doctor is really, really good.
Well, and, if you're gonna complain to the doctor, I don't know what kind of results you're gonna get, because again, just a couple of times, you know, I get the same, and I think that they are just standard answers of the same thing. You know, don't give me that. You've overbooked.
No, it's probably being overbooked, exactly.
Right. Okay. You know, I see that on airlines. Okay. You know, you get there and they start, you know, asking people if they want $300 or $500 because they come up with a reason. No, you overbooked is what you did. Don't give me that crap.
I haven't flown in so long, I don't even know.
Well, flying has gotten a little interesting. I mean, if you've have seen or read a lot of news stories recently, more people are acting like idiots on planes than ever before.
Yeah, I see that in the news things, and I think, I'm glad I'm not there.
Luckily, and I think Chris is the same, I haven't come across personally any of that stuff that I've seen. I mean, there's, you know, when you get 200 people on a plane, you're going to get a couple of people that are just a pain in the neck. You know, that's just the obvious.
The percentage is.
Yeah, but, you know, I haven't gotten any one of these, you know, nutcases that's had too much to drink and, you know, starts, you know, whatever. Although, and I don't think Chris has either, but it's a, you know, the thing to do is when you're in the boarding areas, you kind of take a look at the people and you can almost kind of figure out who may be a pain in the neck or somebody who needs to be waited on, you know, like a little baby. That would be the person that when you're sitting here saying, I hope they don't sit next to me. Because they're going to be up and down, up and down, up and down, and the whole flight.
Yeah, I guess.
You get those, so.
Yeah, years ago, it was. I did a lot of flying east, you know, to Virginia, typically. And I never ran ever into problems there. I did, one thing I did, I told them, never book me on United Airlines.
What happened?
They were terrible. United Airlines changed schedules, did this, did that. They were just terrible. They were terrible to deal with. And I just said, don't book me on that airline. And they didn't. I think I did Continental. Typically, I liked.
Did they ever lose your luggage?
No, I never. Actually, I got smart. I didn't carry luggage. I took what's called a suitor, and they could hang it up and on the plane. I don't know if they do that anymore. And that carried everything I needed in it. because it's just a giant bag.
Okay, well.
And, you know, that way I didn't have to worry about luggage, because I was, it was all business for where I was going, so.
Right.
So, you know, you get your room, rent your car, you know, and all that stuff, and there for a couple of days, and I'm home.
Okay, so you're flying business class and maybe getting a little bit pretty decent treatment then.
Pretty decent, yeah. I never ran into any problems, quite frankly. Just
okay, so when you used to get on the plane, did you expect to be treated any differently? I mean, looking for special treatment?
No.
I would think that most people just want to get on the plane and get to their destination, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what special treatment I would want.
Well, some people do. Give me a glass of water and some of those little pretzels, and I'm fine. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, that's about all I was interested in.
Just make sure we land with the wheels down.
Yeah, we never had a problem with any of that either. I mean, I did a lot of flying, and I never.
Well, that's good.
I was just fortunate. My brother, in fact, what was interesting, he was a pilot for Continental. He flew for them for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he never had a problem. Lucky guy. He flew all over the world.
Well, that's good, and obviously safely as well.
Yeah, well, he's really a good pilot, but senior pilot. He had stories. Pilots have stories.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure that just like the stewardess is whatever they call them now and so forth. But I wouldn't know the difference between a good pilot and a bad pilot. The only thing I may notice is the landing. Sometimes the landings are a little rough.
Yeah. Landing is. I'm a pilot myself. Just private pilot, but. The big thing is crosswinds. Crosswinds, even in a big airplane, are a serious problem. Because planes don't fly well if you're trying to land on a runway and you have a wind coming across it, not like 90 degrees. That's the worst thing that you can land in.
So that's what makes those landings rough.
Well, not necessarily rough, but because you have to. To keep the airplane in the air and having air coming over both wings at the same time, you have to be coming in at an angle to get in a land in a crosswind, and then you have to kick it around. The moment you touch on the runway, you have to kick the plane around to get it going straight on the runway.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's. Reasonably, and especially in a big airplane, because you're coming in 130 miles an hour, 120, 130, something like that. You're coming in pretty fast, and you have to. It's just you have to really be on top of it. You have to be a good pilot to. I don't know the newer planes can automatically do that stuff or not, but.
Well, if not, they probably eventually will. All right, sir, we're up against the clock. We got to go. Thank you for your call.
Okay,
all right. All right, folks, we're going to fly left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Sheriff's Office is once again warning residents of San Luis Obispo County of a phone scam. Falsers falsely claim to be from the law enforcement agency and tell victims over the phone they have an outstanding arrest warrant, demanding money to clear it. Scammers may also have their numbers appear as a law enforcement agency or a government office as well. Phase 2 of the Creston Road Corridor Improvements Project is set to begin today. From Niblick Road to just past Orchard Drive, starting today, the construction at the roundabout of Rolling Hills will also begin.
Rolling Hills will be closed through traffic from Creston to Golden Hill, and the full project is expected to remain open for the full duration of Phase 2 through fall 2028. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 71 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley, a total workaholic senator who had fun doing it. As President Trump tells Fox, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham's cause of death, a tear in the aorta, hours after returning from Ukraine.
Senator Graham, who served as an Air Force lawyer in the 1980s, was a staunch advocate of using U.S. military power to protect democracy around the world, more recently in Ukraine. Although those views sometimes clash with growing isolationist sentiment in Washington, Senator Graham became a loyal defender of President Trump.
Fox's Jonathan Sari. CENTCOM completes a fourth wave of airstrikes against Iran's coastal radar, drones, missiles, and small boats attacking commercial vessels. A New Zealand actor, Sam Neill, is passed at age 78. Blockbuster career from Jurassic Park to Peaky Blinders to Damien in the Omen films. America's listening to Fox News.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Eric Church, live in concert at the California Mid-State Fair. Saturday, July 18th. Get tickets now at midstatefair.com.
Having a record year. Funny how melody sounds.
Don't miss Eric Church.
Pulled out drinking.
Saturday, July 18th at the California Mid-State Fair.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Sunshine and some clouds hanging around today. Mixed in, mid-90s. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the mid-60s, and lots of sunshine on your Tuesday. Highs in the upper 90s, 103 on Wednesday, upper 90s Thursday. We'll cool down to the upper 80s on Friday and Saturday, low 90s Sunday and Monday of next week. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:58 a.m., 8:20 p.m. We are at 73. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Great meals at great prices. All right, more activities in Atascadero. It is a fall youth pickleball registration is open. Registration ends September 25th. All right, that's grades 5th and 6th, then 7th and 8th. Colony Park Center is where this will take place, and Monday and Wednesdays from October 5th through October 28th. And again, that registration closes the 25th. So, learn all the basics of this combination of tennis and badminton and table tennis. It's the perfect sports for kids looking to stay active while having lots of fun. All right. By the way, paddles will be provided, but students are welcome to bring their own. All righty. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Enjoy. They've got something for you every day, including lunch, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. It is 6 minutes away from 8 o'clock here at The Right Choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Again, you don't need a certain holiday or a special occasion to do something or say something nice or apologize. Okay, let's see. Leading off on the list today, we have Arnold Calvin, Zachary Cook, Evelyn Sturgis, Jerry Nickett Sr., Kyle Tognazzini, Kay Harmon, Alan Fillmore, Charles Hurley. We also have Shelley Estrada, Maxine Hines, and Mark and Susanna Russell. There are your local celebrities. Okay, on my right-hand side, let's see what's on the list or who. Well, I came, I saw, I conquered, I gone. Julius Caesar, 100 B.C., 44 B.C. Father Flanagan, Boystown, 1886, 1948. The talk show host, Dave Garraway, 1913, 1982. Who else we have on here? Johnny Gilbert, TV announcer, Jeopardy and others, 1924. Bob Crane, Hogan's Heroes, 1928. He was murdered in 1978. Yes, indeed. Basketball Hall of Famer, the Kentucky Colonel. Frank Ramsey, 1931. Passed away in 2018. Jack Kemp, quarterback and, of course, politician, 1935, 2009. Charles Coody won the Masters, 1937. Patrick Stewart, Star Trek, 1940. Onward we go. Harrison Ford, 1942. From the Birds, Roger McGuinn, 1942. Cheech Marin of Cheech and Chong, 1946. Stu Lance, not a bad hoopster, but used to do color commentary with the Chickster for the Laker games. Stu was born in 1946. Dee Dee Khan, she's in a whole bunch of stuff, 1951. Gil Birmingham, Yellowstone, 1953. One of the greatest college basketball players I ever saw. This guy was just absolutely amazing. David Thompson, 1953. Louise Mandrell, country singer. She was born in 1954. Bill Caldwell, pretty good pitcher with the Cubs and others, 1956. Michael Spinks, 1956. Also, we have, who else do we have here on the list? Pro wrestler Sean Waltman, 1972. Deborah Cox, the singer, 1974. Tim Dwight, he was a pretty good receiver. Very good athlete, 1975. Yadier Molina of the Molina family. Of course, he's a catcher, 1982. Cody Bellinger, now with the New York Yankees, born in 1995. All righty, passing away on this day. Who died on this day? One of my little love monkeys, Shannon Doherty, 2024. Come on, girls. Richard Simmons, 2024. Owner of the New York Yankees, George Steinbrenner, 2010. Never Got a Dinner, Red Buttons, comedian and actor, 2006. Mickey Owens, great catcher, but he's known for dropping that third strike game way back when. Third strike, and the Yankees went on to win. He passed away in 2005. Davey Allison, car guy, 1993, and that is it. All right. Going to the top list today, ladies and gentlemen, it's one of those you got to go back and look at the video. This guy, some of the most amazing dunks and alley-oops ever, back in the day, way back in the early to mid-70s. Let me see. Somebody described him as all in one. What was it? Okay. Bill Walton described David Thompson as Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Tracy McGrady, and LeBron James rolled into one. Michael Jordan said the whole meaning of vertical leaps begins with David Thompson. He was just a highlight reel. He's in the Basketball Hall of Fame, the one and only David Thompson to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo has released the results of its 4th of July operational and enforcement efforts for the holiday. CAL FIRE says they issued 5 criminal citations after responding to 26 fireworks-related incidents over the weekend. North County Dance Foundation will be holding auditions for its 30th anniversary production of The Nutcracker. Auditions will be held Saturday, August 22nd at Class Act Dance Studios in Paso Robles, with an information meeting on August 19th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 72 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
By the way, dunking wasn't allowed when he was in college. That's what made his those alley-oops so amazing. He was 2-time College Player of the Year, Final Four MVP, NCAA champion. and also three-time All-American, NBA All-Star, averaged 23 points for his career. Drugs and injuries caught up with him, but still an amazing thing to watch. David Thompson, this hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.